Blog Talk Radio.
For Wednesday, well, we'll see another sunny day today. High temperatures around 85, 86 degrees. We'll also have a little bit of wind out of the north to northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, increasing clouds, low temperatures back down to about 66. For Thursday, partly sunny skies, high temperatures a little warmer, actually, 89, 90. Those partly cloudy skies will hang around for Thursday night, lows back down to about 64. For Friday, partly sunny skies, yet again, high temperatures around 80, 81. Low temperatures around 60 for Friday night. Mostly sunny skies for the weekend. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We got a great lineup for you again today. I am kicking it off. Okay, think about this. Sovereignty in Action, my very special guest, host of an incredible show, Dr. Tessa Shanebrook. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about her in a minute, but I want to take a shout out to Mr. Benny and Jacob. Just say hi to my two producers today. Hope y'all are doing okay.
I'm doing all right. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had to poke him.
Okay, so listen, guess what I'm doing this Sunday?
Playing table tennis.
No, that's Saturday.
Oh, my bad.
But for the first time in, like, what is it, 3 or 4 years, one of our, Bob, Coach Bob, is having a party at his house.
Wow.
So we're going over to his house, which happens to be right up the road here from me. And when ping pong people get together, I'm just saying, y'all may think y'all have potlucks and you have Texas has the barbecue, but trust me. When ping pong people get together and you have in front of you multicultural, multi-generational, multi-dimensional people that show up and it is a potluck, get ready for everything from pulled pork to pastrami.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, the reason I'm talking about it, it is the first time, Benny, in a really long time that that event like that happens,
mm-hmm.
right? And we used to do that all the time.
Yep.
And so the reason I'm saying it is this. I know what's happening. I know because I have felt it myself. I know, and you're going to hear it today from Dr. Tessa. You're going to hear this. I know that we come on the show and we're upbeat and we're positive and all of our hopes are. But we truly understand the underpinnings of the dynamic nature of what everyone has been through. And despite that, we have people like my guest today that has created a way and a platform, has created something specifically to say, I know what we're going through and I know there is a way forward. See, that's what you're going to hear from her today. Not just about who she is and what she does, because she is and does a lot. But if this is somebody that understands the world of psychotherapy, understands the world of what it means to come out in the world as a certified hypnotherapist, Kundalini yoga instructor, Reiki master, shamanic practitioner. I mean, think about this. When you think about somebody like Dr. Tessa, right? You think about what I just said. Now you're going to hear about what she has created in the show, an announcement. And then you see that she's been featured in magazines, on shows. She has been out there in the world crafting solutions, perfection of solutions for where we are in the world and where we need to go. Today's show, we're going to kick it off right out of the gate talking about you. Dr. Castle, great to have you here.
Oh, great to be here. Thank you so much for everything you shared. I'm humbled to be here and to talk to you.
Look, you and I know that we show up in the world because we have a deep interest in making this a better place. And I've said this a million times before. Sometimes we show up as if our lives are just a slide and glide. We're just like on the water park. But I want to just start off with this because you're going to talk about You Matter. And I want to ask you this question about yourself and your journey and all the things you've done. You know, getting to You Matter, you could not have gotten there without overcoming challenges and obstacles. What are some of those you had to overcome to get you right here today?
Yeah, great question. I think many of us have experienced this in our childhood. I think it's quite common in our broken Western culture, but I grew up very much feeling that I did not matter. I did not matter in terms of my dreams. I did not matter in terms of my feelings. I did not matter in terms of how I wanted to live my life in any way. I was more of a puppet that was sort of puppet mastered by my parents and school teachers. And I think this is very common. And I have love towards all of those people in my childhood. They were doing the best they could. They came from the same culture. They did not create these principles, these ways of being. They were also indoctrinated into it as well. So only love and forgiveness. But a distinct orientation that I did not matter, that I needed to disappear, that I needed to obey and please others, and also that I only had any significance in terms of my relation to others and how I could sort of do things to make them feel more comfortable.
And you know what? Thank you for that, because we have just gone through a time in our lives globally around the world where the question mark around who we are, how am I showing up every day, am I able to take care of myself, right, has been in full question. Because, and you know this, and I know this, right, we're talking about a global event which literally on a dime had people turn to a way of being which they had not experienced before, right? And when you turn to that and you do not have the tools, right, don't you think they really struggled? I mean, maybe I'm projecting, because there are points in time, especially through the pandemic, where you just weren't sure that you did matter, right?
I think our culture continually indoctrinates us, brainwashes us into the orientation that we don't matter, meaning our unique, authentic self does not matter, that we constantly need to contort ourselves into some mask to meet the societal needs of what the society wants us to be.
Let's talk about this from your perspective, right? You know, growing up, you asked us the question, do you feel like you matter?
Yeah.
Now, I'm almost like a split personality when you think about growing up, right? You know, I have this one side of me that grew up with parts of my family being very loving, very caring. I have this other side, you know, that I got to understand later where I totally felt like I wasn't cared for, right? And I think that's probably true of a lot of people. But what is the impact of this? What is the impact of not feeling like you matter, Dr. Tassel?
The impact is very severe. And what I want to really emphasize is it's invisible. There are many types of traumas that a child can receive. All of them are very harmful. But this type of emotional trauma is invisible. So most of us who grew up being indoctrinated that we did not matter. It just became a way of life. It just became our unconscious cognitive mindset, and we were not even really aware of it. And so it can be very difficult to even be aware that that's going on. It just becomes the default. It becomes so normal. So this is why this type of trauma is so insidious.
Yeah.
And it can also happen in any type of environment. It can happen in wealthy households, in less wealthy households, in households where it seems like a child is being taken care of. But who they really are is not being honored, is not being respected, is being squashed. And the child is not even really aware of it.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about this today. For those of you just tuning in, thank you for doing that. Very special guest, Dr. Tessa Chambers. But we're talking about this because Sovereignty in Action, you have developed four powerful principles of sovereignty that brings us back to ourselves. We are going to be talking about the personal. You matter. But let's give everybody just a little sneak peek of what the other three are before we get to talk about them. Because this is a four-part solution, if I might call it that. And when we talk about sovereignty, we're talking about, do you want to get back to yourself? Like your true self, right? Like not that self of you that you just don't even recognize, right?
Yeah, so red flags, and I'm going to say the 4 points in just a second, but red flags are, do you feel depressed? Do you feel not excited about your life? Are your relationships unfulfilling? Is your body not feeling great to you? Are you struggling as a parent? Are you struggling in your work? These are all warning signs that you may not be in your full sovereignty. So these four solutions are... Number one, I matter. I matter. My life matters. My preferences matter. My dreams matter. My feelings matter. My goals matter. I matter. Apart from the entire society, apart from anyone else's expectations of me, I matter. Number two, I live in my truth. It's not always easy to see the truth. It's very painful, and sometimes it may lead to things we need to let go of, things that need to fall away, changes that need to be made. But the path forward, the path to your most joyful, empowered life is by first living in your truth and seeing the truth of all that is around you. The third part is I connect with my dreams for my life. I lead from my heart. I connect with what is most precious to me. What are my deepest desires? How do I want to live my beautiful life apart from everyone else? And the fourth one is I honor myself. I trust myself. And I am the authority in my life. I follow my guidance, period.
The reason I love these, and we're going to take a walk with some of these. We're going to take a walk in a journey because, you have a very unique and special way to help people on that pathway. I think this is all tied into if I could just bring it up for a minute. You and I are creating some interesting things for ourselves, right? Interesting ways to take our work and our experience and come to the forefront. You and I just talked about this, and out of this comes a brand new show with a very interesting title. Should we tell people what it is? Because then they will get a sense of why we are talking about this right now.
Yes. So the title of my new show with wonderful assistance from Dr. Pat is Metamorphosis, a Transformational Journey. And it's about transforming your world naturally and supernaturally from the inside out.
This is why we're talking about it, right? Because you're going to finish telling us about this. It is very hard to create something like this and not be impacted personally and have your journey modified.
Yeah. I'm still in my metamorphosis. I think we all are. We're all becoming more expanded versions of ourselves, and it's quite a process. And the show is really to be a friend, to be a guide, to be support for all of us. We're all on this journey. Every single one of us is in some stage of metamorphosis on this planet. Our soul is in an eternal metamorphosis. And it's a beautiful and at times really challenging experience.
It is. And, you know, look at us laughing. We're like laughing at ourselves, right? And that's what I love about this, because we're going to walk all of you through this. And I love that what you came out of the gate with was you matter. I want everybody to wrap your mind around that. Now, there are people that can work with you directly. Let's make sure we give out your website. Can we do that right now? And then we're going to go on to, we're not even going to take a little break here. We're going to just go right over to, oh boy. Live in your truth. But before we go there, how do people find you? Let's give them your website. They can read all about you, all the great things you're doing, and how to work with you. So go ahead and do that if you could.
Oh, thank you. Yes, my website is just my name, drtassel.com, drtassel, drtassel.com.
Very easy.
Very easy.
People are going to want to go over there and take a look at that. Now, Benny and I, we're just talking about, we had a little chat before the show this morning, because this idea of living your truth, man, have we heard that phrase a million times. But let's talk about what that means. And while it sounds so seductive and so like right there, that in itself comes with its own challenges, because we really have to look at ourselves and do this one, don't we?
This is, yeah, it seems simple. Okay, I'm just going to live in my truth. I'm just going to feel my truth. It's a fairly simple concept, but putting it into practice is challenging, because we often have crafted our lives around some stories and illusions that, when we really look at them, they may fall apart. And I'll just give an example that 10 years ago, I was in a marriage, also in a step family, and living in a place that really wasn't resonant for me. And I was really unhappy. I was really depressed. And I didn't really understand why, because I was really attached to staying in my illusions and my stories. Because if I didn't know sort of what to do with my life. I had kids with my now ex-husband, et cetera. So what I'm trying to get at is when we go into the truth, okay, so really why am I depressed? Oh, okay, I'm depressed because I really don't have a connection with my husband. I'm depressed because I really don't like where I'm living. I'm depressed because I'm not following my dream for my career. Okay, that's the truth. And I need to sit with that. And my human doesn't even know what to do with that. What do I do with that? Where do I go? What's the first step? It just seems overwhelming. So living in our truth can seem really overwhelming, to look at all the things that are really not aligned, that are not really resonant with our soul. Right. And the beauty here, what you got in your back pocket, is we don't have to figure it all out. We can have faith that if we just live in our truth, the universe, spirit, God, however you want to describe it, is going to come in and support us. Because we're always broadcasting. So if we're broadcasting an energy of, well, okay, it's okay, my marriage, it's okay, it's not that bad, then the universe is receiving that message and saying, okay, she's okay with that. But if I'm broadcasting a message that says, you know what, this is not okay, I am not in alignment. I am not living my best life. Then the universe hears that and is going to support the transformation. So if we are honest with ourselves, then the universe hears our truth.
Yeah.
And then it's going to help carry us forward. So we have to have faith. And faith is actually my middle name, literally my middle name. So we take that leap of faith to just first be in our truth. And honestly, I think this is the hardest step of the entire process.
Yeah.
It's taking that leap of faith to just be in your truth.
Yeah. Okay. I want to break it down a little bit. Let's get into it. Because I want to just go over some of the things that get in the way of this.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I was just hit with two of them in 2 days. And I had to really look at myself closely, really objectively, as a business person. And so, look, we are influenced by other people that, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to live in your truth in me, and I'm not going to live in my truth in me, right? Oh, wait. I'm more worried about how I'm going to please you today, even at the cost of myself, maybe my family, maybe my business. Hello, right? And these are the things. So let's talk about what is your truth and how these other things, like you just mentioned about the law of attraction, how they get in the way. Because
okay.
It's not always easy, Dr. Tassel, right? I mean, I'm not sitting here saying to you today, I've had two calls with two people this week that I had to find my inner compassion to have the conversation, yet keep my business hat on. That is one of the dichotomies of life, right? There are business people that go into, you know this and I know this, we've worked with them, they go into business and they don't care that you're even a human being. You're like a bank account. But you have to find that balance. And to come to the truth of who you are in all areas of your life, business, relationships, right? You know, your physical body. That's what you're talking about today, aren't you?
Yes. And you bring up something that I think we can really emphasize is that often we think our survival, our thriving, our power is through other people. That if I just please this other person, if I do kind of what they want to do, then okay, then it'll be good for me. No, it's the opposite. Our power is inside of us. It's in our truth. It is in our hand-to-hand union with the universe. That is our power. We give our power away when we think we have to be obedient to other people and their agendas. We're literally leeching our power. Our power is in our truth and our alignment, and that is when the universe really works through us and literally can create miracles in our lives.
Yeah. This doesn't go without saying, if we could just take a moment. There are some things we innately know how to do. So if you're talking about this, you're going to cover it on your show, Metamorphosis. You're going to cover it. You're going to really help people walk through these things. But this one particular area, this idea of truth, this is a lifelong journey. Now, I know some people that I think they were born knowing their truth. I don't know what happened to them, right? Maybe they weren't influenced. They've had a couple of hiccups. But they were very clear from early on in their years, right? This is who I am. This is where I want to go, right? That's like an anomaly. Those are not everybody. Because aren't we now faced with more outside influences than we have ever been faced with? Ever.
Our whole society is largely built upon brainwashing us, truly. From the moment we enter school, most schools, not all schools, there are some lights in the school system, but most schools, it's all about you will do what I tell you to do. You will study what I tell you to study. You will think the way I tell you to think. From the get-go, we are asked to abandon ourselves, abandon our guidance, abandon our truth, many company environments are very much like that as well. A lot of parenting is like that. Even, ironically, the mental health system, of which I am a part of, I have a PhD in psychotherapy, ironically, the mental health system is largely of that same vein as well. I am the expert. I will diagnose you. I will tell you how you're injured, and I will tell you how to fix yourself because you're broken. So from the get-go, we're all brainwashed and indoctrinated into thinking we can't trust ourselves. We have to listen to everyone else and, you know, look at the state that the world is in with this type of orientation. It's a hot mess. So the world is depending on us to come back to ourselves, to come back to our divine guidance, to come back to the dreams that we are here to manifest, and that is how we transform the planet.
And that's really the crux of it. You know, let me ask you this question before we go to break. You know, I have come to the conclusion that when something is in front of me, and it doesn't matter what it is, but if something is in front of me, especially with another person, it is there to prepare me for where I really want to go. And until I'm able to really understand the truth of who I am in this one situation, I'm going to have to keep working on it. And it is an interesting dynamic, whether that's you're in a relationship with somebody and you keep getting in them relationships with those people that over and over again, you're like, this looks like my ex. Yeah, it pretty much is your ex, but different face, maybe more hair, who knows, right? But this is truly an attraction you've done. Understanding the truth of who we are, doesn't it help us break these patterns?
Yes, I love what you just shared. And really, we can just see life as our guru. Whatever life is bringing into us is what we are magnetizing in and is meant to usually be to illuminate something, to be a teacher to us, to show us something. And often it's about self-love. Often it's about challenges or traumas that really want to be acknowledged and transmuted. So every person that comes into your life is a teacher. Every situation that comes into your life is a teacher. And if we can just hold this orientation of curiosity, just step back a little bit, curiosity, what is here for me to see? What feelings come up for me in this situation? Do I even recall certain events, situations in the past that these feelings are really stirring up? What needs to be felt here? And what insight might I have on the other end?
Wow, I love those. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more about this. Are you ready? This idea of sovereignty in action is four powerful principles that bring us back to ourselves. I want to ask you all this question and think about this when we go to break. If you're pretty much thinking, well, you know, I'm kind of there. Have you felt lonely lately? Have you felt like you're just killing time before you die? Are you thinking to yourself, man, I have a lot of great projects going on. I think I'm moving forward in my life. It feels hard. Or are you at that place where you've got everything in perfection for you? Are you at that place? Because when we come back, Dr. Tassel is going to share this third principle. And I really do believe without this third principle, it doesn't matter how great you think you are doing. Got to ask yourself, is there more? Let's take a short break, everybody. Benny, Jacob, we'll be right back.
Are you ready? ready to experience full body system wellness, tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul-Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a Humble Awakening of the Heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's D-E-N-E-E.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent network have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Look, I am so thrilled to introduce you to my friend and colleague, Dr. Tassel, of course, Dr. Tassel Shanebrook. And before we get into this third thing, okay, and Benny, I'm not even going to bring up, like, the whole Sandman series. What I just did, didn't I?
Too late.
We're going to talk about number three. Number three, from the way Dr. Tassel talks about it, you are going to have to really ask yourself, how do I get there? You're going to hear about it in a minute. But I want to hear more, if you could share. I don't know what you can share. A lot of changes, a lot of announcements, a lot of cool things, right? If you could talk more about your show. And then you have some other events going on. So can you give us a rundown here of what you're up to?
Yeah, so the Metamorphosis show premieres a week from today, almost at the same time, at noon Eastern.
Yes. Benny will give us the applause sound effect in a second. I'm very happy, right, on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for that. You're excited about that. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited. And I think what's really exciting about this show in particular is it combines my more linear clinical background with my more intuitive, shamanic, magical background. So it's really the marriage of both of these, and that's why the show's tagline is Transform Naturally and Supernaturally. So we're going to talk about all the sciencey stuff, all the more mainstream I'm also a certified hypnotherapist, all the ways that we can transform in the more linear sense. And then we're also going to talk about all the ways we can transform sort of in the more unseen way, the more magical way. So it's really exciting for me. I love talking about all of this. It's been transformative for me in my life to actually really experience magic. One of the ways I really experience magic is through shamanic journeying, which I'll talk a lot about in the show, but it's so much fun and has brought so much healing and insight and magic to my life.
I love talking about this. You know, I woke up the other day, and you're going to talk about dreams and heart dreams in a minute, but I'm a heart daydreamer, okay? Now, I dream at night, but I don't know. But I see these. The other day I woke up, you ready? And I saw us, you and me and the Jessica and the Linda and some of the other hosts, like Doc Martin, like some of the other people. We were like in Peru.
Oh, how amazing.
On a journey. And we were just getting ready for like an ayahuasca ceremony. And then I woke up. But that's what I love about what you're talking about, because, see, you and I are of this world, too.
Yes. Yeah. I've had a lot of memories in the past 2 years of other lifetimes where I was a shaman. And in this lifetime, I have this doctor title, and I kind of felt in a box. Like, okay, I'm a doctor of psychotherapy. I have to act a certain way. I have to maybe practice a certain way. But this other part of me, this really soul part of me as a shaman, was really wanting to come through. So, and this is what we're going to talk about on the Metamorphosis Show, is allowing all of these aspects of all of us to come through, not just from this lifetime, but all the gifts and talents and remembrances from all the parallel lifetimes that we're living as well, so that we come in as a multidimensional being, and wow, talk about power, just to have all these gifts from all the different lifetimes is amazing.
Yeah. Look, what I love about this is we can take things that are quite conceptual, if we might say, and because they're quite conceptual, we can come up with the four principles. I want to get to this next one. And then Benny and Jacob, we're just going to roll to the top of the hour. Connect with your dreams for your life.
Yes.
Come on.
Okay, so just like, let's just do a slight little quick practice here. If you just say the phrase, my heartfelt dreams, if you just feel that in your body, if you just close your eyes and just that phrase, my heartfelt dreams, just tune in. How does that feel to your body? What feelings, what energies might come up? Maybe excitement or, oh my goodness, can I really even think about that? And let's take this further. Let's stay in our bodies for a few moments. And I'm going to invite everyone to just visualize your consciousness dropping down from your brain into your heart. You can just sort of picture an image of your precious consciousness just dropping right into your heart. Now we're in your heart mind, this precious, precious space, which is the connection point to the universe, to unconditional love, and to your most deepest heartfelt desires. And in this precious space, I'm just going to invite everyone, if it's resonant, to just ask your heart right now. You can say it out loud. You can say it internally. What are my deepest heartfelt desires for this lifetime? What are they? Please show me. And just see what arises. You might see an image, might hear something, might see some words. What are my deepest heartfelt desires for this lifetime? What are my most beautiful dreams for this lifetime? And it's really interesting because it's often a bit different from the dreams that we might kind of think about up here, because these are somewhat in a container of what we think is possible. It's a little hard for us to totally connect with these heartfelt dreams if we don't know how they're going to happen, how they're going to unfold. So just dropping into our heart and inquiring there is a wonderful starting point.
I got to tell you, can I tell you what came up for me, which kind of shocked me?
Please, okay.
Shocked me.
Okay, awesome.
So I bet everybody would be expecting him for me to say something about the network. Okay.
Right.
Yes, I'm sure that's there, but there's a lot of thought going on with that. That is not what came up for me. Look, I have had the honor and the privilege of having a best friend in my life for close to 50 years. And when you have something like that, I can't even find the words to describe that connection. You know, it's got to be past life. Whatever you want to say, it is so a soul connection. So what came up for me, and it was a visualization that here she was out here, and Linda, of course, you know I'm talking about Linda.
Oh.
Here she was out here, and we had this beautiful home. In looking over the sound, the Puget Sound, right? And it's just so vivid. I don't want to take up a lot of time with it, but it was, I could see it so clearly. And attached to that property was a complete 4,000 square foot, the Transformation Network Studio and Retreat Center.
Oh, beautiful.
Now, tell us about the trick to this, because here's what happens, and that leads us to number four. See, I'm going to hold that vision.
Yeah.
I am going to hold that vision. I am not going to go to what most of us do. Wow, that's ridiculous. How's that going to happen? You know, like Linda's in New Jersey, really, Edmonds or someplace like that, the Puget, 4,000 square foot, like now it's a retreat center. Right, and Linda's running the retreat center because she's masterful at that. Okay, and then what else is in the picture? These little doggies. You see, that's how clear that came up in that short period of time for me, and it really did surprise me.
I love that. Okay, and so let's flesh this out. We see this beautiful, heartfelt dream in our hearts. Oh, my goodness. And another step, which we didn't do, but which is great, is to feel the feelings of living it.
Yeah.
That's part of holding the vision. So the way the universe works, it's all energetic. There's no getting around that. That's just the way it is. That's the truth of the matter. So the more we hold the energy, the vibration, the feelings of the vision, then we magnetize it into our actual external reality.
I'm going to hold it.
Yes. So I say this all the time to people I work with. Don't pay attention to reality. In quotes, reality. Reality is temporary. It's only what has happened so far. It's only what's the reflection of your energy so far. It's constantly changing. It's constantly in metamorphosis. As you are in metamorphosis, so is the reflection back to you in your external reality. So just don't pay attention. Don't pay attention. Right? This is the exact opposite of what we were always taught. You know, like,
right.
You know, don't daydream. You need to, like, live in reality, face the facts. Okay, we do want to live in our truth. We do want to live in our internal truth. But we just want to hold the vision and really live in the energy of what we're bringing through in terms of our dreams. So we just, I invite people to live in their own world.
Yeah. I'm so glad we're talking about this because it really leads to the next part. See, I know that I've moved up the ladder a little bit about number four, where you talk about honor. I know I've moved up the ladder a little bit about honor yourself when I can have that heartfelt vision. Now, I am visionally, I am oriented towards seeing things. People say, that can't be true. You've got to be audible. No, I'm not. I do talk, but if you understood a little bit about what happens up here, that was such a vivid realization. I could even tell you the color of the helipad for the helicopter that brings all you all in.
Oh, amazing.
Right? I don't know how many seconds that took, but it just got so very clear about it. But honoring oneself, this next one, and trusting oneself, I think this is where the rubber meets the road. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, talking about honoring is one of my favorite topics, and I'll just briefly explain how I came into the practice of honoring. During my clinical education for my PhD, one of my mentors was an amazing therapist named Michael White, and he's on the other side now in heaven, but he was Australian and just a wonderful man, very humane, and I was reading one of his therapy transcripts, and it was with a transgendered client, and we all know how challenging that path is. And one of the first things Michael White said to this client was, how can I honor you?
Yeah.
And I nearly burst into tears when I read that. I think because we really live in a culture where honoring is not the dominant orientation towards people,
mm-hmm.
Probably you would say it's sort of the opposite. There's a lot of dishonoring in our culture. So it's okay. We're here to flip that. We're here to be way showers. So what does honoring, and it's different for everybody. I could ask you, Dr. Pat, what does that mean to you? How do you honor yourself?
I'm going to give you a short answer because I want you to continue, because the story that you just shared about Michael was, I mean, my gosh. What I love about this conversation is that I don't see it as a beginning and an end point. The journey to trust myself came to me when I realized I'm trusting myself, and you all can pick out whatever language you want. God, Allah, higher power, whatever it is, you know, Ganesh, whatever it is your understanding of that energy life force. And in shamanism, we know it's an energy life force. We know. We know we're not the pilots all the time. And so this idea of trusting myself came to me when I decided to walk away from drugs and alcohol and go into recovery in 1990. And what happened to me was I had to shift from total mistrust in everything. But at the top of the list, I had to entertain the fact that this is a benevolent universe, mm-hmm. not a malevolent universe, you see?
Yeah.
That was the cornerstone for me. And once I started on that journey, I realized I'm a key player in my own life. And I cannot, to take the words of my mentor who passed away in 1999 on a trip I was supposed to be on with her in a car accident, she said, Pat, you are never going to be able to take anyone to any place you have not gone yourself.
Yeah.
Right? I can sit here today and talk to you because this has been the journey for me.
Yeah.
And I do believe today I honor myself. I trust myself because I trust the laws of the universe. Perfectly? No, Dr. Tassel. Come on. Every day. Like I explained to you during the break, these past 2 days, I had to ask myself, as Mary Louise Smith said to me a lot, one of my best bosses, Patricia, what part of the problem are you? So this to me, this bridge between my human self
and the energy life force, magic, God, whatever you believe in, that is the key to my existence today. When I'm aligned, everything's aligned. When I'm not, the sky is falling.
Yes, I really love that you brought up trusting life. That's one of my favorite mantras. I trust life. I trust life. And again, I just like kind of getting into the body. When I say that in my body, and I invite anyone listening, if it's resonant, to just close your eyes and just say, I trust life. How does that feel? Does it feel like a relief that you, you know, I love that phrase. Jesus, take the wheel. just, you know, surrender, accept, trust. Everything that's coming in is for my highest and best and for everyone else's highest and best. And we usually see that, right, when we look back. We look back at the most challenging, painful situations in our life that to our human were so hard, and the human would not have chosen them. No. But on the other side of those situations, there are usually so many gifts that we wouldn't want to give up.
Look, I know on your show, you're going to take this to a whole nother level. The other thing I think that, and I'd like you to talk about this here, you know, when we're talking about honor yourself, trust yourself, you are the authority in your life. I love the way you phrase that. And this is the principle number four. You know, what I also have come to learn is this. I used to believe, I don't know what year, so don't even ask me, but there was a part of my life where I held the belief that the universe was continuing to play cosmic jokes on me every day. Oh, give her the promotion, but wait a minute, you have to send her up to a place where no single people live. Right? The cosmic joke idea.
Mm.
Now I don't. Now I don't, I believe in this thing. And I say it over and over again. I know that my life's path, whatever you want to call it, you or me, my life's path right now, I am so aligned and on track. Nothing is going to be able to take me off because I do not believe in a universe or an energy that would take you this far and not help you finish the journey. That's a cosmic joke.
I totally agree. And it is, I think we can just call a spade, it is every day a leap of faith.
Totally is.
Right? We don't, there are no guarantees. We don't know exactly how it's all going to unfold. So we live in faith, and it's just the knowingness we have, right, that I'm taking this leap of faith. I'm trusting myself. I'm trusting life. I'm trusting spirit. I'm jumping off that diving board into the deep end.
Exactly. And, you know, that's really, you know, that brings it full fold, really, for us to talk about this because, you see, this idea of metamorphosis, when we're talking about metamorphosis and we're talking about that journey, one of the things I think you're going to guide people through is the fact that there are steps that we take. Even if they don't look like the perfect steps, they are, right? That wrong phone number I dialed 24 years ago was not a, 20 years ago was not a wrong phone number. You know, the creation of the Transformation Network, because my friend bounced a $2,200 check and the station owner came after me to start a net. That was not a mistake. But, you know, I could have entered that and said, oh, my God, what a resentment I have towards him, towards Chris. But I didn't. In 2009, I just looked at Chris and I said, I'll send you a check. We'll start a network. I had no idea how that was going to work out. That's
yes.
What I hope we can help people with.
Yes. I think what you're saying is there are no mistakes. Everything that happens is divinely orchestrated and all for the highest and best.
I love it. Dr. Tassel, thank you so much for today. Again, please give out your website and let us know what you want to leave us with your personal message, please. What's your personal message?
Well, there's so many I could call upon. this is my favorite right now. Lead with your magic. Trust the unseen and experience quantum leaps in your life.
How are we going to be able to keep up and find you?
Well, and I wanted to just mention, I'm launching a new program called the Metamorphosis Journey. It starts in late September. It runs for 12 weeks. And we are going to be doing such juicy stuff, shamanic journeying, spirit animal invocation, guided meditations, connection with our higher self. And it's just going to be a feast, a buffet of transformative practices and really about you connecting back in with your own magic.
I'm right there with you. And again, this is late September. I do believe it's September 29th. But I want to just encourage you all, go to Dr. Tassel. And let me just make sure I spell it. Dr. D.R. Tassel, T-A-S-S-E-L. That's S as in Sam, S as in Sam, E-L. DrTassel.com. When you get there, there's just so much more there. There's everything about who she is, her story, what she's doing, what she has called to do in the spirit of her mission, and to understand what it means to live in a world consciously. Dr. Tassel, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I'm really looking forward to the show and all of the things that you're creating.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. You are such an amazing woman and a wonderful role model, and I'm honored to know you.
I'm telling you, natural and supernatural. That was going to be happening on our show. And by the way, yes, okay, thank you all for mentioning. It is on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And yes, it is. It's going to be live streaming video. Yes, you're going to be able to listen to it. All of the above, just like we're doing now. That's what's going to be. Thank you so much for everything. I can't wait to see what's next. I want to thank Jake.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KMUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good sunny Wednesday to you. Betty Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Looks like on Highway 8 westbound at milepost 4 near East Fork Wildcat Creek. The westbound lane has fully been blocked at McKnight Road. Bring a patience along with you there. Also, I-5 northbound at Michigan Street around milepost 161. An incident blocking the three right lanes there. Good thing, though, inter-response team and patrol have arrived on the scene and they are taking care of that situation. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Sacred Magic with Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, two doctors that bring in the mystical and sacred for healing. Topic for the show, enter the quantum. Reconnect spiritual magic. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The World Health Organization says monkeypox cases jumped 20% in the last week across 92 countries.
Almost all cases continue to be reported among men who have sex with men.
The WHO's Director General said more than 35,000 cases of monkeypox have been reported to the WHO so far. They're focusing on a vaccine to contain the disease, but the WHO is concerned about whether the same inequitable access that happened with COVID vaccines will occur again. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is preparing the IRS for an influx of money. Congress has authorized an $80 billion boost for the tax agency. Yellen wrote IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig this week and said she wants it to deliver a new plan on how the money will be spent in 6 months. Confessed Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz is due back in court this afternoon for a hearing in the sentencing phase of his death penalty trial. Jurors who will decide Cruz's fate are set to return to court next week. He's already pleaded guilty to the Valentine's Day 2018 massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School that left 17 people dead and 17 others injured. The witness is blaming former NFL cornerback Aqib Talib for starting the fight, which left a North Texas youth football coach dead. Heath Mays tells WFAA it was Talib who threw the first punch last Saturday. Lancaster police say Talib's brother, Yaqob Talib, is accused of murder in the shooting death of Mike Hickman. Power problems are causing trouble for Russian cosmonauts working outside the International Space Station. Rory O'Neill reports.
voltage fluctuations prompted an order from ground control.
Alec, you must return to the airlock as soon as possible.
Unclear why the spacesuit was malfunctioning nearly 4 hours into their spacewalk, the order to Commander Oleg Artemayev was clear.
Drop everything and go back.
The airlock was nearby, and he plugged into station power.
Oh, me? Worry? No way.
The two cosmonauts were working on a robotic arm system when the suit malfunctioned.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Raise a puppy and change a life. Guide Dogs for the Blind is the largest guide dog school in North America. But our mission can only be accomplished with the help of our valued volunteers who usher our puppies down the path to becoming a guide dog. We provide a community of support to allow you to give back while being paid in unconditional love. It is a job that is both warm and fuzzy. Become a volunteer puppy raiser today. Learn more at guidedogs.com/puppy.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to our Senator Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see another sunny day today. High temperatures around 85, 86 degrees. We'll also have a little bit of wind out of the north to northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, increasing clouds. Low temperatures back down to about 66. For Thursday, partly sunny skies. High temperatures a little warmer, actually. 89, 90. Those partly cloudy skies will hang around for Thursday night. Lows back down to about 64. For Friday, partly sunny skies. Yet again, the temperatures around 80, 81. Low temperatures around 60 for Friday night. Mostly sunny skies for the weekend. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sacred Magic Show. Bring in the mystical and the sacred for healing. With my good friend, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and myself, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In this live call-in show, you will witness the shifting of energies that bring about your transformation beyond your wildest dreams. Feel the answers to your most important questions flow into your heart as it opens to a new world of possibility. Together, Dr. Georgia, coming from the heavenly and angelic realms, and myself, Dr. Sharon, coming in from the deep realms of the earth, create an unstoppable powerhouse of sacred magic that has the power to enliven, activate, shift, transmute, and transform the challenges ever present in your life. You are now entering the hub for love and acceptance. The Sacred Magic Show starts now. Hey, we're here. We're Sacred Magic. I'm Dr. Sharon, and I'm here with Dr. Georgia. George, tell everybody what it is we're going to do today, or what we do in general.
You call in, and we feel you, we listen to you, and we love you, and we help connect into the Holy Divine to see what your soul needs to hear to help move you forward in the things you have been wanting in your life. It could be from relationships, spirituality, job, your health, whatever you would like to talk about.
Today we're going to, of course we do this every time, but I really want to remind everybody, call in 1-800-930-2819, or if you're watching on Facebook Live, type your comments and the producers let us know you're there and we will give you our 2 cents. We are going to connect with the quantum. So what is the quantum? And it's what we connect with all the time. And in my learnings from one of my spiritual teachers, Dr. Patrice Fields, she teaches that the quantum is actually the 12th dimension. And it's the place, hello, Pat. It's the place where we are literally on the brink of what is manifest and what is not. So we're right on that edge. And that's where the most powerful possibilities exist, because anything can be pulled in, anything can be shifted when you enter the quantum. So Georgia, when we help people shift, the readings that we do, they're not necessarily full, are they?
No, it's completely unique per person. Some readings are about how to be in this world, how to be on earth, and some people it's how to be their best self. It just ranges completely.
And even if we don't give you every single step of the way, we will give you a jump start, because we're just an hour episode here, and we have several callers, but we'll give you that jump start, that sort of kickstart into the new shift. And then, of course, if you want to work with us more to really seal that in or to continue the evolution of that transformation, then you work with us directly. Georgia, how can people work with you?
It's best if you go to my website and you can find out about the network spinal analysis chiropractic I do and the life coaching, and that's all on my website at sacredmotherhealing.com.
So when Georgia says life coaching, this isn't just, it is, but it's much more than someone guiding you with day-to-day advice. She actually encodes all of her advice, her words for you are very deeply encoded with heavenly energies. And you're getting an energetic transmission every time you work with her. And for my part, my lady is a stomach healer, an energy healer, and a physician, you'll get a different set of energies, though equally powerful. That's what we do. And I'm at drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. So if you want to work with us further, that's how you can find us, and we would love to help. So remember, call in, please, 800-930-2819. We will do a quick reading. Georgia, you know, I want to talk about the last few shows, because one of the things, and I'm gonna kind of toot our horn here. When Georgia and I hook up energetically, we can intuit things about a person calling, and we can get hit on what is important, what needs to shift, what worries they have, and what they should pay attention to or not pay attention to. Together, we're kind of a unique combination. You might know that George is a chiropractor. I'm a physician. But we've both done deep spiritual work. So when you put those things together, we kind of come out of the gate with sort of a unique process. And we do it together. And that's one thing we really jive well together, don't we?
Absolutely. It's amazing the shift people have had that are just even listening on the show, or people also, the people that have called in, and the breakthroughs and the things they have felt in them. And they luckily have both of us doing this for them on this show, complimentary. So it is a lot of fun, and I'm really, really happy we get to do this together and for the people that are listening.
You know, sometimes people say, well, why would I want to listen when you're doing a reading for somebody else? So when I'm doing a reading for myself, so how does it help me? Well, it sounds a bit probably new age and cliche, but we literally are all connected. And the shifts that we talked about for someone actually impact somebody else. So when you're listening, even if it's not directly about you, please don't think that that means it doesn't apply, because it really does. So anyway, Georgia, let's get started, and I'll ask you to deepen into your intuition. And producers, let's go ahead and skip this break. Mary typed in on Facebook, I would like a message or reading regarding my job or any messages that I need to hear.
Okay, let's feel that out. So my masters are Jesus and Mary, so I bring in that vibration, Jesus, Mary. What do you want Mary to know? Oh, okay. That Mary, you're already on track. You're already moving. You're already connected, and you're in the flow for your next adventure in life. What would you add to that, Dr. Sharon?
Well, the word that came to me was, tell her to not be afraid. There is room for doubt here. Is it room for fear? All it does is muddy the waters. So how do we avoid being afraid? Face it, being afraid is part of being human. But George already intuited that you're on track, and I intuited that you just need to let go of the fear. Now, how do you do that in a day-to-day life? Because I don't know about you, but my day's got a lot of anxiety when I work at the clinic. But my quiet time, my time when I tap into my guides, and for me, those are usually from the nature realm, usually from the realms of magic. Tapping in there reminds me that I am connected, and it reminds me that I'm not alone. So, Mary, you're sort of sitting in a place of a little bit of apprehension, a little bit of doubt, and you're thinking, am I on track? Am I, you know, am I, is this right? Am I, should I, you know, all this uncertainty? Breathe, call in your guides, really, really connect to that deep well of personal power that you have, because once you let that certainty float away when you're being quiet and you're being centered, then you can feel your power and you can hear the answers of what the next step is. Georgia?
Absolutely, Sharon. As you were talking, I felt encouraged to breathe and connect. And moving into that place of relaxing in change, and also know that change is scary, and that's normal because it's a shift, it's unknown, and unknown can be unpredictable, but to relax into that, like Dr. Sharon was saying, to breathe and get connected. Get connected with your higher self. Get connected with your divine beings that love you and support you, so you can be in that high vibration and make the choices from a high vibrational place. And you do that by the music you listen to, the shows you listen to, the nature you go in to get fulfilled, the high vibrational foods that you eat, and the things that you read, that puts you in a high state. And then whenever you connect to your high beings, it's very easy to do that. Dr. Sharon, what would you add?
So, well, I was just going to say before the show, Georgia reminded me to bring a few stones along because we both love stones. And the first stone that jumped out, you know, that's sort of metaphorically speaking, jumped out of the bowl to say, take me, is bronzite. It's hard to see because I've got this Zoom photo and green screen. So let me see if I can get it to a place where you can see it. No, darn it. Stone is green, so the screen's operating on it. But it's a green-gray, speckly, granular stone, little flecks tiny, tiny flecks of little quartz in it. But this stone is a warrior, and it's a stone of certainty, and it's a stone of solidness, and that's bronzite, B-R-O-N-Z-E-I-T-E. And it jumped forward, and Mary, I think it's for you, because it is really just saying, you've got this, you're solid. When you're quiet and you're tapped in, you're aligned with your spiritual helpers, you know what to do. The words will come to you, you'll download the messages you need, and you'll have your next choice. So please comment back next time or call in or tell us how it's going, because we both feel good about it. It's just you letting your human anxiety and worries get the heck out of the way. Dr. Georgia, any last thing for Mary?
No, this is a lot for her to work with. This is amazing. Thank you.
Producers, why don't we go ahead and take a quick break right now, and then everybody, this is Sacred Magic, we'll be back in a minute. If you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters.
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
Are you struggling with truly being happy in life? Do you often question who you really are? I'm Tracy Lynn Wallace, a self-love mentor and life coach who can help you identify and access subconscious blocks to move you into a place of freedom, success, and happiness. Visit InspiredWisdomCoaching.com to sign up for my VIP list and get updates on my exclusive workshop so you can awaken your magic within. That's InspiredWisdomCoaching.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Hi, everybody. We're back to Sacred Magic with Dr. Georgia and Dr. Sharon. And just a reminder, call in, type a comment on Facebook Live, put a comment on YouTube, call in number 1-800-930-2819. So I want to talk about stones for a minute, but we're going to answer or see if we can give some help. Naomi typed in kidney issues. So Georgia, if you want to feel into that.
The typical feeling that gets trapped in the kidneys is fear. And Naomi, when I tapped into your energy, honey, you have fear. Surprise. You probably already know that, but there's quite a bit going on. And for you, Naomi, the remedy for fear, for you specifically, is being your own cheerleader, talking very kind and, the word that came to me was poetic. Naomi, I'm so curious about this. The word poetic came up specifically for you. That's not my word. Maybe write yourself some poems of affirmation and have those around. Put some in your purse, in your closet, some place, and put them in multiple places, these poems, to support you with the words that you need. You're needing a lot of support. And when I feel into you, you haven't had that, especially from the masculine energy in your life. And that's been very sad. But now you, as a grown woman, you get to bring in that masculine energy for you and tell yourself the times you have accomplished something. Tell yourself the times you have been proud of yourself to build your case for you, to support you, and support yourself by talking very kind about your future and how everything is working out and how you can make the most out of what has happened and what is going to happen. So that feeling of everything happens for your good because you're loved. Very kind, very sweet. And as I'm talking, I feel your body relaxing. Your body needs that. And surround yourself with the people that give you kind words. And when they don't, tell them what would feel good to you. We teach people how to treat us. And to change the relationship, that's a very big conversation. And if you want to go into that deeper, go to my website and look at the life coaching, and we can talk about that on a deeper conversation. Dr. Sharon, what do you want to tell her?
The first thing that hit me, Naomi, was she's got to purge this toxicity. I got this feeling that there was, when I looked at it energetically, there was this sort of swirly black tar. And it's interesting, you're talking about kidney, but I sort of saw it in the lower abdomen, so this could be reproductive as well. And don't get scared when I say black tar. That doesn't mean you're doomed to have physical issues. These are imprints, and as Georgia said, maybe something's, you've had bad experiences, maybe you've had bad trauma, which has brought about fear. You can let that go. So how do we do that? How do we do that when we have stuff clinging in our fields from past interactions, this life or past lives, that are gumming us up, that have put this icky stuff in our experience and we hold it in our bodies? The easiest way for me that I love is you go sit down on the earth, whether it's on the beach, whether it's on grass, whether it's on a rock on a mountainside, and you put your root chakra, so your central energetic core from your crown all the way to your sacrum, put it down and just visualize letting everything that doesn't belong to you, let the earth take it. The earth is amazing at sucking up old stuff and mulching it into something better. You can get rid of this toxicity, and you can shift all that gummy stuff that might be giving you some health problems. You can let it go because it is not your, it's not your identification. It's not what you're doomed to have forever. It's something that landed on you, but it is not your perfection. So
If you want to work with Georgia, sacredmotherhealing.com. You want to work with me, drsharonmartin.com. We can take this further, but please let it all go. It's going to be okay, and you can clear this. So that's our message, basically. You can do this. You are not stuck with this forever. Georgia, one last thing for Naomi before we move on.
That faith that you gave her is a big deal. And that faith is a thread she can follow. I think that's perfect, Dr. Sharon. That's all I'd like to add.
And the earth is so powerful of an energetic. We humans are literally intricately linked to the earth. We don't exist without the earth. The earth's molecules and atoms are exactly those of ours. So when you use call in the earth as a helper for healing, wow, the possibilities are endless. So Naomi, good luck. Let us know if we can help you more. So we have a caller. So Georgia, shift your brain. And let's, guys, if we could have, is it Karina?
Yeah, it's Karina from California. Welcome to the show, Karina.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi. So I have been feeling different in regards to my health, and I've been to the doctor. They actually told me I'm in perfect health, and the funny thing is that my friend was told the same thing, and she ended up having, like, a minor stroke. And so, of course, you can't always, believe everything they say at the physician's office.
Don't you hate that when doctors don't have all the answers? I hate it for myself, so I get that.
Yes.
But having this off, so what I'm hearing, you have this off feeling, and you've gone to an expert who's told you you're fine, but you don't feel fine.
Well, yes, I've been having some shortness of breath. It did come with the pandemic, and I'm not sure if I had COVID or not, which I was really scared about because I started having shortness of breath. And I don't know if it was just something that, subconsciously I just developed because of COVID, just being an empath. Maybe I started feeling that.
How much anxiety do you have?
I do have anxiety. I'm pretty functional with it. But I've been sweating more than usual at night, periods of shortness of breath. And then, like, last week, for a couple hours one day, I felt dizzy, which I had never felt before. So symptoms are kind of developing, but I do have times. I mean, normally I feel great. I don't have any pains. I do have anxiety, though, but I've never been on medication for anxiety. I actually have been eating more than usual, which my doctor says, you know what, all your symptoms are probably anxiety.
Let me throw out a couple of thoughts. So first, let's just take the literal and the physical world. As a physician, if you told me sweats and shortness of breath, how old are you?
I am 42.
Okay. Any heart disease in your family?
I would say yes. I would say yes, but not significant. Not.
Well, if that keeps going, you ask your doctor if you can at least get on a treadmill and make sure that. So that's a physical thing. But my first hit was you have anxiety and that you're very sensitive. Dr. Georgia, let me ask you to chime in.
Dr. Sharon, I'm feeling the same thing. And, it's interesting you brought up treadmill. because I'm picturing you going outside and walking. I keep seeing that you need to walk. You're feeling to me like you're a little bit isolated, and you need your muscles to feel strong. So it feels like you need to strengthen your body and strengthen your lungs by being in clean air. Dr. Sharon, what do you think about that?
I think I agree. I was going to say what I heard, that I heard that there's this dissonance between looking well, being functional, being told you're well, but not feeling well. And this world is a crazy place. And the energies that are swirling around, the chaos in the collective is through the roof. And if you're a sensitive, that stuff is bombarding you. Being out in nature and actually walking, it's hard to have anxiety when you're walking because you're busy making sure you don't trip over your own feet and making sure you breathe. So getting out, move, just be in that zone of moving your body. But that's also going to shed out, clear out all of this stuff that bombards you on a day-to-day basis, because you've got this out-of-kilter sense. And I think if we clear out anything that doesn't belong to you and focus you in what is you and what's on target and what's walking the path, then that can go a long way to helping ease up these symptoms. Dr. Georgia?
Yeah, I definitely would like to add to that. Like you were saying, Dr. Sharon, to clear out what's not you, what I'm feeling with you is you're actually a server and you get fulfilled by serving, but right now, it feels like there's more information and energy coming towards you and into you that it's hard to process. And just by going on a walk, being in nature, using your muscles, there's some stagnation in your tailbone and your low back. And by moving that anxiety out of your low back, I feel like you're going to feel stronger inside yourself, but also connected. And when we're connected in nature, we feel more supported. And it's easier for sensitive people to connect in nature first and then go out and about and connect more with people. But you're a server, honey. You have to figure out ways that bring you joy to serve. But first, getting comfortable in connecting with nature so then you can connect with others more. Dr. Sharon, what would you like to add?
Karina, go ahead.
I totally agree with you. I got this urge on Earth Day to, because I work at a school, and I got this urge to start the ecology club. So I'm starting an ecology club. Today is the first day because I said I need to connect with students. Because like you said, I'm a server. Yes, I am a server. And I felt like I needed to serve Earth and teach the children how to take care of Earth. And I just got this strong urge, like, you have to start this ecology club. And I was like, oh, great, I'm going to add some more work to my load. But I knew I could handle it. You know, I have a good feeling about it. And I just felt like, you know what, this is going to help you. It's going to help myself. And it's going to help Earth. And it's going to teach, you know, children. And so I'm in good spirits. It's just sometimes I just feel off. And what you girl said is right on point, because I know I'm an empath. I know I can feel other people's pain, and it really, really affects me. I haven't learned to shield every day, but I do have a prayer that I say every day. But you girls are on, right on it.
Awesome. And a question for you, Karina. Do you eat fried food?
I love all kinds of food. I don't limit myself when it comes to food, unfortunately.
And by any chance, do you eat Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, not frequently, no. No, actually, not particularly Kentucky Fried Chicken. I would rather eat rotisserie chicken or a grilled type of chicken.
Grilled chicken. Because I'm feeling there might be some heavy oils in you, so I'm trying to see where am I feeling that from.
The heavy oil?
Yeah, some heavy oil. And feeling something deep fried that you're eating that... The oils are heavy in your, I'm feeling it in where your blood flows. It feels thick from the oils. So just pay attention to the oils that you're eating and look on ingredients, look on packages. Maybe spend one day a week where you write it down of what you're eating to get an idea. You have a very clean energy. If you have oils that are not human oils, manufactured oils, it's not going to agree with you more than most people because you have a beautiful, clean, light, earth feeling. Dr. Sharon, what would you add?
So I'm with you because don't glom up her energy field, basically.
Yeah.
So, Corinna, we wish you well. Please update us. We're going to take a short break, but remember you can work more with this issue with Georgia at sacredmotherhealing.com or me at drsharonmartin.com. And we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to take a little time to talk about how do you protect yourself from all the incoming energies when you are an empath. So let's take a quick break. Corinna, good luck to you.
Happening in your life, reveal how your past is influencing your life experience. When you find the answers you are most hungry for in your life, you will gain inner peace and outer abundance. Contact Robin Clare to create an achievable plan for your ultimate success at clarity.com. That's clare-ity.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and Dr. Sharon Martin, and the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Tune in to Spacious Unknowing Network, Communing with Your Soul, with Julio Rose and JoJo Rose, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited, infinite love.
Are both your life and mission passing you by? Are you wanting to step into the bigger reason why you're here? I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach and host of the Be Happy Now show. It's possible to feel good to be you and to never burn out again. Hop on a free 20-minute clarity call with me to explore what life could be like if you could just say yes to yourself without the guilt. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday
at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Georgia, we're back. We had wonderful, wonderful callers, which was fabulous. We love that. But, you know, it brought up this issue that Georgia and I want to take a minute to talk about. The, as we said, the energies in the collective these days are like, but as humans, we need to connect to people and we need to resonate with people. We don't exist well as hermits or in solitary. We interact with others. We're heart-centered. We're heart-connected. And in order to interact, we open our fields. We open our energy fields to connect. But when you do that, you get all kinds of, I kind of see it like space debris that comes floating along and then sticks on the spaceship. So you get all of this debris that sticks on you, and then you feel off-kilter because you've taken on crazy, even though you didn't want to, it stuck on you or it passed through your field. And if your field is like an energetic tapestry, like a weaving, and you get some toxicity flying in and out, somebody said something mean, road rage, who knows, you get tears in your field. And we need to, this is interesting, I wrote a book, Maximize Your Healing Power. It's going to be out in the spring. And it's energetic and shamanic techniques. One of them, I teach you how to clean the tapestry of your energy field. So, Georgia, how can an empath protect herself or himself?
Well, one of my favorite topics, because I'm extremely empathic, so I have to do stuff all the time. And what I have found when I'm talking to other people and working with them on the one-on-one sessions, is each person needs something a little bit differently. Some people are more oriented towards the sun, some the moon, some the earth, some the water. So it depends on the person, but in general, the most important thing is getting happy. Happiness and taking care of yourself is the number one way to feel solid in you. And when you're solid, you don't attract as much. It still happens, especially if you're in any touching field, like massage therapists, hairdressers, doctors, things like that. It's going to happen if you're more sensitive. And some things to do to get happy. Music. Frequencies, they shift your body, and it can shift from the heaviness and moving your body into a lightness, and you'll feel energies come up very easily. Give it a little shake, a little dance, a little stretch, and you will feel more empowered. And the stronger you are in your body, the more these energies don't stick and hold and stay. So that's one way. And another way is water. Taking a shower, soaking in the tub, putting sacred things in the tub. It goes on and on, a wonderful thing. I can keep going on about this, but I want to hear what Dr. Sharon wants to add to this.
So I look at it a little bit different because I'm thinking about the energy field that we each have, which is like a sort of like an egg around us, like a halo around us, but it covers our whole body. And for me, the power of intention. And you can intend, that's putting your mind, focused desire, focused aim for a goal, putting your intention on clearing your field. And you can do that to shift a health challenge as well, is with intention. But literally taking time to sense your field and making clearing motions. Mm-hmm. And Georgia said water. So I love, if you wanted to do it simply, you have a bowl of Epsom salts or a bowl of water with some sacred oil or perhaps a little tangerine, a little rose water, and just with intention, wiping yourself off. Now, it's interesting. I'm just going to, this sort of resonated with me, and I'm wondering if there's an energetic to it, but I think about the ritual of entering a Catholic church and taking holy water and crossing yourself. That's very, you're taking a water with intention. You are closing your energy field to anything that doesn't suit. So use that power of intention to clean it off. There is toxicity out there. The human mind right now, the collective mind, it's wacko. I mean, it's gone literally over the edge. And those of us who are trying to hold on to the currents of love, of unity, of harmony, it's hard to walk in this world. There's division, there's fracture, there's stuff, there's no manners. I'm going to go off in a minute if I keep going, but it seems like there's no manners. It's like anybody can put anything on Twitter or Instagram or on Facebook and just say the most awful things. That's hard to live with. So clear with intention, clear yourself off. And as Georgia says, use exercise to get yourself aligned in your own physicality, which shakes off stuff that doesn't belong. Clear yourself off because we need to stay grounded and centered in order to make it through the world and bring forward what each of us is bringing. Georgia?
Oh, gosh, I just love what you're saying, Dr. Sharon. And as an empath, it's very important because we don't always know what's our energy and what others until you get clean. And ironically, Sharon, yesterday I went to a Catholic church, and I was teaching a friend how to use the holy water. But I told her, I said, look, when no one's looking, put that holy water on each chakra.
the energetics of Catholicism.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a great ritual. And the more things you do for cleansing your energy, the cleaner you're going to feel, and the brighter and shinier you are, and the healthier you'll be. But also, don't be afraid of getting dirty. That's been something I've dealt with and would resist it. And now, you know, I've been traveling around the world and having to go and airplanes and buses and being in tight rooms and trains. It's dirty. Lots of emotions, lots of depression, especially with COVID. And I'm not going to let it stop me. It, you know, going in there, I can shield all I want, but if it's too much, it's going to get me dirty. And that's okay. And have confidence in yourself and talk nice to yourself. Have manners to yourself and be nice to yourself. And you will be able to clean. There's a lot of ways to clean. It goes on and on. And it's very possible. Another way I do it is I'll surround Jesus all around me. And I'll feel stuff in my field that I didn't even know was there. Stuff that we can be blind to until we tap into the high vibrations. And nothing has to be complicated. Simple is usually more powerful. So for me, I visualize Jesus all around me, and I'll feel something big and clumpy. You know, I touch people for the chiropractic all the time, and sometimes their stuff is on me, especially if I have high compassion for what they're processing.
Because that makes you resonant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You nailed it. And I'll feel it, and Jesus will show it to me, and then I give it to Jesus, and then I ask for a blessing in that place, but also to have faith in that other person that I got their stuff, to have faith in them, and I pray for that, to have faith in them, and for me not to be afraid of their suffering, to let their suffering, let me have confidence in them that this is right for them, and not for me to take it away from them. Dr. Sharon, what would you add to that?
Well, I was thinking, when you were talking, I was thinking about trees. And how, you know, in Japan, they have these whole big areas for forest therapy. Trees can really, really take jumbled energies. They're kind of a leveler. They just sort of level out the energetics around them. And if there's chaotic stuff, they actually literally ground it. They're a sink. S-I-N-K for excess sparkly, scattered, chaotic, short-circuiting. Go sit next to a tree. That sounds cornball, but trees are, well, how old are they? Millions of years old. They've been on this planet with the wisdom of living on the earth for so long. So when you sit in their energetics, you can just let all of that stuff drain off. And if you're in the city, go find a park, find a tree. Get on a bus and take the bus to the outskirts of the city. If you're lucky enough, I know that this show is hosted in the Pacific Northwest. Oh, my gosh, when I visited there, the evergreens, you could just feel them as you drove up from Seattle up to where was I going? I forget. I want to say Belleville, but I don't think that's right. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Bothell, that's the word. The trees, holy moly, go hug a tree. That sounds so 60s. I show my age, but anyway, go hug a tree.
It works.
That's, didn't it? Yep. So we have a couple minutes left, Georgia. Remind everybody what it is we do and what they can do to continue the work with us.
When you go to my website, sacredmotherhealing.com, you're going to see I practice network spinal analysis chiropractic in Roswell, Georgia. And that's cleaning your field, moving your spine, deep breathing, and having a perfect, beautiful spine. But I also work all over the world on the telephone, talking to people about their energies, helping them work on their goals, how to bring their spiritual life into their everyday life with their body, with their relationship, with their home. It goes on and on. But what about you, Dr. Sharon?
Well, George, I was just reflecting on what a master mystic and spiritual healer you are. And that's how I met Georgia, as I've worked with her now for several years. So of course, all the work we did today, if you, anybody listening, wants to continue it, I work from the shamanic perspective. And so drsharonmartin.com. What we do in this show is give you a taste, but it does start, it does jumpstart the energetics of transformation. Mm-hmm. So even if we say, oh, we'll only have a few minutes, those minutes are still powerful. And they're powerful for you even if you're just a listener and you didn't call or write in. And thank you for those who did call or write in. because we get the chance to kind of put a little nudge, sort of like putting a little click back into things, and then the ball starts rolling, and you'd be surprised. I don't know about you, Dr. Georgia. I'm often surprised at how that little click then starts to roll, and the transformations that happen for people are like, whoa, did that really just happen? Holy moly.
Yeah.
But the other thing we do, and this is just in closing because we only have a minute and a half or so left, we have spiritual helpers. So when humans tap into the unseen world, when you align with the forces of nature, with the elements, with the actual galaxy, galactic energies, you have so many resources at your disposal. And we tap into those and those vibrations, and that's what we bring to you. So in our last minute, Georgia, do you have a message for anybody today or everybody?
Yeah, I've been holding love for everyone listening, and I'm honored that I get to bless you, and I'm honored to work with Dr. Sharon. So we get to broadcast this love and this magic and this new life so life can be fun. It's uncovering the mysteries and seeing the positivity and how everything's working out for you. It's really a joy. Thank you, listeners, for listening, and thank you for letting us serve you.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Magic Show, bringing in the mystical and sacred with myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and my friend, Dr. Sharon Martin, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Come back to witness myself, Dr. Georgia, and Dr. Sharon as we shift energy to bring about transformation beyond your wildest dreams. Tap into the magic and sacred nature of angels, plants, colors, stones, and many other energetic vibrations for powerful shifts and healing on transformationtalkradio.com.